Sonoma County. It's Monday, January 22nd at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:01. I'm Brent Allen. Planning on scattered showers for today. We are currently sitting at 55 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. A man was arrested for allegedly breaking into the Sonoma home of a dead person and stealing their valuables on Sunday. A family member of the person who died told authorities that they went to the home on Cherry Street to find several doors open or unlocked, and that a lock on the garage was cut off. Numerous items were missing. Deputies found surveillance footage from another house that showed two men coming to the home several times and leaving with a large white bag of items each time. Deputies recognized the men in the video and contacted them. In the back of 37-year-old Joshua Miller's truck was the very same white bag with all of the items. During a patrol on Saturday, Santa Rosa police officers noticed two men that appeared to be loitering on Sunset Avenue. After contacting them and a probable cause search, police found a concealed, loaded, .45 caliber handgun on 22-year-old Santa Rosa resident Jose Rubio, who is a convicted felon. He was arrested. The other individual was a juvenile and was taken home and handed over to his parents. Democrats Adam Schiff, Katie Porter, and Barbara Lee, along with Republican Steve Garvey, will all take the stage tonight for the first debate for the seat vacated by the late Senator Dianne Feinstein. The debate starts at 6 p.m. live from the University of Southern California. A Kansas couple has been charged with fraudulently collecting more than $215,000 in retirement benefits on behalf of a dead relative while they concealed his body inside of their home for 6 years. Authorities say Mike Carroll's pacemaker showed that he died in 2016 at the age of 81, but Overland Park Police did not discover his body until 2022 after his son-in-law, Kirk Ritter, called police to finally report his death. Ritter and his wife continued to collect his retirement benefits the entire time. Well, if you're headed to Disneyland in 2024, just a heads up for you. The Haunted Mansion is now closed for an extended renovation. Most of the work will be outside, and the Imagineers are creating a new experience for those waiting in line to get into their Doom Buggy. And a new gift shop will also be added to the end of the ride. Some interior refreshing is expected as well. No date has been given for the reopening, but if the weather cooperates, Disney hopes it will be ready around the time when Tiana's Bayou Adventure opens a little later on this year. We now know why a former mobster stole a pair of ruby slippers that Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz. He thought they had real rubies in them. The lawyer for Terry John Martin said that Martin was led to believe the shoes were insured for $1 million because of the rubies. Once Martin found out the rubies were made of glass, he apparently got rid of them in less than 2 days after stealing them in 2005 from the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Martin had never seen The Wizard of Oz. The shoes were recovered in 2018. Martin pleaded guilty in October. Prosecutors are recommending the judge sentence Martin to time served because he's in very poor health and expected to live less than 6 months. It is now 7:05 at KZST. That means we need to check in on Sonoma County traffic. And for that, we'll say good morning to CHP officer Shane Young. Good morning, Shane. How are the roadways?
Good morning. Traffic is looking good and there are no incidents to report. Just expect the usual slowdown as you approach San Antonio. Also, make sure to increase your following distance as the roads are wet. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
Hi, I'm Dr. John Buzza. You know I was the first to bring sedation dentistry to Sonoma County? What you may not know is that I'm one of the very few dentists that provide conscious IV sedation dentistry in the North Bay. What that means, before I start working on your teeth, I put you into a nice, comfortable slumber. There's no pain, but you can still give me feedback on how you're feeling. And when the procedure's over, you have no memory of what happened. You just took a long nap. It's a game changer for people who are fearful of dental care. Just imagine, miraculously, having the smile you've always wanted without the fear of dental pain. You won't feel a thing. If you or somebody you know would like to learn more about IV sedation dentistry, give my awesome team a call. They'll set up an appointment with me, and you can learn about what our patients are saying. You can find us and make an appointment at SantaRosaDentist.com. That's SantaRosaDentist.com.
Attention, Sonoma County food enthusiasts. Ready for a culinary adventure? Then get yourself to Brothers Cafe on Cleveland in Santa Rosa. Your ticket to a world of flavors. Savor the richness of Russian borscht or delight in the savory perfection of Italian chicken piccata. At Brothers Cafe, their international selection will transport your taste buds across continents. Each dish a masterpiece crafted with locally sourced ingredients, ensuring freshness and authenticity. Come experience the fusion of global cuisines at Brothers Cafe. Taste the world on your plate today.
From the community calendar, the Petaluma Farmers Market runs Tuesdays from 10 a.m. to 1:30. You can enjoy fresh fruit, veggies, ready-to-eat items, coffee, flowers, gifts, and more. It's all at Lucchese Park. For more details, go to KZST.com. In sports, Stanford women's basketball coach Tara Vanderveer is now the all-time winningest coach in college basketball with 1,203 wins. And Nick Dunlop became the first amateur in 33 years to win on the PGA Tour by capturing the American Express on Sunday. The last amateur to win was Phil Mickelson back in 1991. And your forecast. Scattered showers are up for today with a high around 60. We could pick up around a quarter inch if we get some heavier downpours, but plenty of dry breaks as well. Tonight, just a very slight chance of a shower. Lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, after patchy fog, we go mostly cloudy with 60s. It does look like more rain on Wednesday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. A spaniel puppy born with 6 legs is now adjusting to having the normal number of 4 legs and paws. The dog named Ariel had an extra limb removed at the veterinarian hospital in Wales and is doing just great. She can now run and play like a normal dog. Vets say it's the first time they've seen a dog with that condition or performed that kind of surgery. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Talon.
KZST. Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 What you do to me. Hey there, Delilah. Times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 A thousand miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Hey there, Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. Two more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
Minutes after 7 o'clock, 55 degrees in Santa Rosa. Overcast skies and drizzly today. Up next.
From the KZST Morning Show, it's time now for Debbie's Daily Dish.
Alrighty, top entertainment news of the morning. First off, the Grammy Awards are coming fast, hosted by comedian Trevor Noah. The 66th annual awards show can be viewed on CBS and Paramount Plus on Sunday. Also, Sonoma County game show fans, let's make a deal. Will mark its 60th anniversary with a primetime special. Host Wayne Brady will pay tribute to the original host and creator, Monty Hall, with an antique living room setup and classic clips. The Let's Make a Deal special will air this Wednesday. And finally, have you heard this? Two Madonna fans didn't have all night to get into the groove with the icon. Now they're suing after she started her concert over 2 hours late. Two New Yorkers brought the class action lawsuit against Madonna, the ticket agency, and the venue. The December 13th concert was set to begin at 8:30 p.m., but Madonna didn't take the stage until after 10:45, according to the lawsuit. Stay tuned for that one.
And you can dance. For inspiration.
Sonoma County's KZST. It is time to check traffic with CHP Officer Shane Young in our Rohnert Park studio. Good morning to you. How are those roadways?
Good morning. Traffic is starting to build up around 101 and 12, and you also saw that slowdown as you approach San Antonio. Just make sure to increase your following distance for the wet roadway. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
County's KZST on your Monday. It is 7:21, 55 degrees in Santa Rosa. Good morning.
They say nothing can break the bond of sisterhood, except defaulting on your SBA loan and hurdling your LLP into Chapter 7. This is Jason Walsh from North Bay Biz Magazine, and this month we're looking at the highs and lows of going into business with your sister. Sister bizzers abound in the North Bay, and we talk with multiple sibling business partners who've traded pulling each other's hair for pulling together a solid business plan. Check out these sister success stories right now at northbaybiz.com, or I'm going to tell mom on you.
Are you actively looking for a new job? Thinking about a new career? Do you know someone who is looking for employment? Dozens of Sonoma County's best employers are looking forward to meeting you at the next North Bay Job Fair, Tuesday, January 23rd at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts from 2 to 4:30. Meet companies who are hiring right now. Go to northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
This week at Rayleigh's in Nob Hill, mix or match 2 or more 6-ounce packs of fresh and delicious blackberries, raspberries, or blueberries, or 16-ounce packs of strawberries for just $2.77 each. Savings you can count on in-store or online, only at Rayleigh's in Nob Hill.
100.1 KZST.
Is 7:26, 55 mild degrees in Santa Rosa. Overcast skies, foggy this morning. And up next,
from the KZST Morning Show, here's Debbie's favorite social media post of the hour.
Well, I legit only drink water, coffee, or alcohol. So I'm either hydrated, jittery, or drunk.
Tonight it's very clear. We're both lying here. There's so many things I wanna say. I will always love you. I would never leave you alone. Sometimes I just forget, say things I might regret. Breaks my heart to see you crying.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, January 22nd at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:30. I'm Brent Allen. Cloudy skies with a few showers for today. Currently, we're sitting at 55 degrees. Our top story.